OG Podcast Network presents.
Welcome to Fireside. First off, welcome to Fireside. We'll be talking comic books the entire time. Ain't going nowhere, so dry your eyes. Already lasted longer than Firefly. Stay tuned, Mindy's got the creepiest news. From books to TV, the movie reviews. Plus the next toy, baby, here we choose. Even the superhero fight club, we usually lose. So pop in those earbuds, turn up those speakers. Feel Mama's power, Earth 2 with features. And either listen by weekly or you can binge us. We got it all, baby.
Are there ninjas?
So relax and lie back as we start another issue of Fireside Chats. Comic facts and wise cracks. Welcome to the show. This is Fireside Chats.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to another issue of Fireside Chats. I'm your host, Menti. And with me, as always, are my wonderful sidekicks, Mr. B Features.
Hello, Internet.
And then Mauer.
Where the beep were you?
Okay. First and foremost, you kidnapped him, so you should know.
I didn't. So where were you?
I'm sorry, what happened?
Where were you?
Why weren't you at last week's recording?
We asked late shift. He didn't know where you were. Menti searched through my phone, saw there was no text message from me. So where were you?
I don't remember you guys asking anything.
You absolutely texted
like
me, but yeah, you didn't text him. So where were you last Monday?
Mm-hmm. Listen, that's not important. We got to get back to all our listeners and, you know, fill them in on the current comic-related events that's been going on.
Comic-related current events involves where you were, being as we still have a kidnapper in the mist.
What?
So where were you?
Listen, guys.
I know. I saw the footage. It was absolutely not you. I saw the girth of the gentleman going for Huey. It was definitely not you.
Clearly.
Three of you would have maybe been that guy.
Yeah. I mean, I would have definitely had to give Huey the hands to take him down, but I wouldn't do that. Not the baby Huey. That's my guy.
I don't know about you guys, but baby Huey didn't fight back. All the more reason I think it's Mauer.
Hmm.
Is that
why
he literally just hopped into the back of the car like, "Ooh, we going for a ride?" It's like a dog sticking his head out the window like, "Ooh, we going?"
It did.
Wait. By the way, where's Huey now?
That's a good point.
Hmm.
This is getting real, real, like, weird.
I'm checking your basement before I leave.
There's a whole lot of Twin Peaks stuff going on right now.
Hey.
All right, well, it is Wednesday.
I'm here. Are you guys happy?
Except not you.
Except for we're missing Huey.
That happens from time to time.
It happens from time to time.
That sounds real guilty.
I don't even know what
you're talking about. It's an inside job. You won't answer where you were last Monday.
Listen, I can neither confirm or deny.
If it wasn't for the fact that we only have a half hour show, I would continue this. But
Huey was an inside job.
It's by Mauer. But the features might be involved in some way. I don't trust either of you.
I have no idea what you mean.
All right, anyway, welcome to the Wednesday show. If you're new around here, that's where we talk about the news.
The new news.
Yep, so we got a lot to talk about. I mean, first, well, it's not going to be first because we want to talk about comics first, but one of the big pieces of news that we want to talk about today would be the fact that Rick Grimes is done with the Walking Dead TV show, and we'll get more into that when we talk about news.
Disney streaming announced another MCU show.
And you can't see the rumor for the latest Captain America replacement.
That was awful. Awful. That was awful. It'll make sense. It'll make sense when we get there. But that was awful. So let's talk about comic related news off the bat. And I want to look, I know this story seems to have been, I don't know, it's divisive because some people love it, some people hate it.
I hate it.
Really? You don't like it? Okay, so Heroes in Crisis issue 2 came out.
You know why I hate it?
Because Batman cried. Spoiler alert.
Batman don't cry.
Thank
Batman,
you, Mauer.
He's a man.
Thank
Batman
you, Mauer.
Cried.
Batman doesn't
Batman
cry.
Batman cried, but I love the idea
that was
of Batman.
A bat bot. That wasn't
I
Batman.
I like Batman using this service. So who can give me a Heroes in Crisis breakdown, please?
Batman and Liam Neeson don't cry.
Facts.
It's just like Machete don't text.
Machete don't text.
Heroes in Crisis is pretty much revolving around a kind of a center created by the Trinity being...
Sanctuary.
Sanctuary Center. You know.
Well, no, you're right. It's a center. I'm just giving you the name of the place.
Thank you. Created by the Trinity, Batman, Superman, and Wonder Woman, is a place where the heroes and villains can go and seek refuge and take time from their nine to fives of
post-traumatic
villainy
stress
and
disorder.
Heroism.
That's what it's dealing with.
Things like dealing with Menti.
Really?
Post-traumatic Menti disorder? It's a thing.
I don't like this joke. I don't like this joke at all. So anyway, spoiler alert to the first issue, because that was the big one, and that's why Features absolutely hates it, but yeah. I still think we're going to get him back. Wally and Arsenal were the big two deaths right when the book opened.
Listen, you didn't even have to mention the other guy.
No, Arsenal was a big one, because I loved the Green Arrow issue where at his funeral, where he punched Superman in the face.
Sure.
I loved that issue, was great, but still, Arsenal's a big deal because how it's affecting the Titans as well as Wally.
And how his confessions, I guess you would, are playing into the story going further. Because they go into, which we know, it's cool having the canon, him going back to his addiction.
Well, Arsenal?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and then Wally also died, which is Features and I favorite Flash.
Trash. How you just bring him back? You know he's the most powerful Flash. You cannot.
It was so unceremonious that I believe he's coming back. It makes no sense to do all this work to bring Wally back to then kill him. It does make sense to open up the story and grab people's attention. So if Tom King is using Wally as a way to get people to read this book, I kind of get it. He'll come back at the end. That's my guess.
He's just better.
It might not be the end. Maybe it's like Old Man Logan, or not Old Man Logan, like Wolverine, where he's dead for like 4 years, right? Maybe
he was already gone for like a century.
Yeah, I mean, I get you. So he might be dead a little bit longer.
No, don't bring my favorite Flash back, who should be really the only Flash.
No, I like Barry. I like Barry. I like having Calm Barry down. And Wally back.
Listen, Barry's nice. He's cool. You know.
Without Barry, there'd be no Wally.
That's true.
What? Yeah, that's right.
You know what?
Anyway, let's get to the news. Spoiler alert, Batman lies. Is that the end of the news?
Kind of. So the whole concept on this one is, right now we don't know if it was Booster Gold, who is the time-traveling superhero, if you don't know who he is.
Responsible for Batpoint.
Yes. Well, really, you want to bring that up? So Batpoint is, he wanted to give Batman the ultimate wedding gift, so he tried to save his parents and created an alternate universe that was crazy. It was only lasted like a couple issues. Why are you bringing that up?
Yeah.
It's like the most confusing thing to just throw out there.
Batpoint.
Anyway, and then you have Harley Quinn, who we all know, Joker's, you know, love interest. Former
Poison Ivy's.
Yeah, Poison Ivy's love interest. But we know who Harley Quinn is. Put in the hole, the hammer, we got it. Anyway, we don't know who killed who. We don't know. Those two were involved with the death of everybody, and we're not sure how. But what we have been getting are these awesome scenes where people are talking to a camera and divulging private information about themselves, which I find very interesting. I like Superman dealing with, you know, an identity crisis almost, and then you've got Batman who just couldn't handle and broke down in front of the camera, which was interesting.
Listen, that wasn't Batman.
It sure wasn't. It was a Batbot.
But anyway, Harley Quinn grabs the Golden Perfect, or AKA
the Lasso of Truth.
The Lasso of Truth from Wonder Woman.
Don't call it that.
And whips it around Batman and to prove a point where how Batman isn't you can't trust him, she says, "Do you have kryptonite on you right now?" in front of Superman. And Superman, of course he doesn't. And Batman, having the Golden Perfect around his neck, I'm going to use the correct terms, says, "It's in my front left pocket."
Well, and this is after you have a touching moment between the Trinity, where they say, "You probably have kryptonite on you right now," and Batman turns to them and says, "I don't." Like, in a moment where it was supposed to be showing vulnerability, and that, you know, it brought them together for this.
Yeah, right.
And then a couple pages later, they're like, Harley's like, "I'll show you that you can't trust him," and then drops this on
and
him.
You could tell it bothered Superman.
Well, he got like, real
Wonder
angry.
Woman has been like keeping it together, like we don't have time for this. But Superman, you could tell, was a little butthurt about all that.
Yeah, man, Superman needs to stop being a kitten about it. He gave Batman a kryptonite in the first place. Why would I not keep the kryptonite on me if you give it to me? If in turn you decide to turn one day, I need to be ready.
Plus, didn't he just have, like, in Death of the Family, didn't he have a kryptonite tooth? And spit it in Superman's face when Joker was controlling him.
So why is he going to lie? Well, so it's not too shocking. That's what Batman does.
Yeah, he didn't trust anybody, and that's not shocking.
But this goes to lead into what could possibly be the next Tower of Babel.
Which, if you're unaware, is one of the coolest books. Yeah. If you ever want like a really weird version of it, go see DC's Doom.
Doom. That was really good.
No, Doom was good.
Doom was good.
It was good.
It was good.
But it's not Tower of Babel.
It was a watered-down version of Tower of Babel.
It's not real Tower of Babel. But it's
good, though.
You get the idea.
But Tower of Babel is probably one of the greatest Justice League stories ever told, where to get the Justice League and take them out, they break into the Batcave, get all of Batman's just-in-case plans, and take out the Justice League one by one while occupying Batman with, of course, his dead parents.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah, go get Heroes in Crisis. It's worth your time. I find it very good. Features is not going to get over the fact that Wally died, but I still feel like they're
bringing it
back.
I can get over Batman crying.
Batman did not cry.
Batman is still a person at the end of the day. Like, okay.
No, he's Batman.
When Jason Todd died, he lost his... He lost it.
We can say that word.
He didn't cry.
He screamed. He held him.
He started taking Venom for a little bit, but he didn't cry.
He's cried before. He has. It's not that big of a deal. Anyway,
find pictures of receipts. Batman crying and put them in.
We're 10 minutes in. We got to move on to the next bit of news. So the next bit of news here, let's just go real quick onto some Black Manta Aquaman news.
Ooh.
So Aquaman, recently we've got our next big Justice League story, and it's called Drowned Earth. It's Aquaman-centric. And what we know from the whole Dark Multiverse crack in the Source Wall storyline that's going on right now, which I know that's a lot to explain. I've said it before on multiple issues, so I don't want to go into too much about that. But
Edge Dark Universe, Knight's Metal. What's behind it?
Read Dark Knight's Metal. You'll understand what I'm talking about.
Or go back and listen to our breakdown of Dark Knight's Metal.
Yeah, that's a great idea. So
Menti will put the link in the comments.
Sure, I will. Anyway, an old race of gods, essentially.
Mm-hmm. The old gods.
They come back that were like the old rulers of the sea, and they were banished by Poseidon.
Poseidon sent them to the Blood Reef.
Right. And they come back because that's what's happening now. Because all these old races from all these other planets are like now praying to the old gods again, so they're coming back. Anyway, decides that since Aquaman won't rule with an iron fist like they want him to, they're like, you aren't worthy of the heart of the sea, you aren't worthy of the power that you have, and give it to Black Manta. So Black Manta is now essentially the new Aquaman.
He also gives him a sick burn, too.
Yeah, it was a great line. You've had all this power, and all you've done with it is talk to fish.
And whoop on Namor.
Nah, that didn't happen.
I was going to say boom roasted, but you ruined that. Mauer.
Because it wasn't roasting, because he kicked Namor.
No, actually
ass.
He didn't. If you revisit that fight, Namor was whooping on him.
Think back to that Alex Ross painting, or Alex Ross artwork where Iron Man was whooping on Namor. So, let's not get into that.
Alex Ross makes everybody look good. That's all he did.
Yeah, he does. He makes everybody look good.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, you
ruined
know,
that punchline features.
No matter what, Namor sucks.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah, whatever. So let's right, just next move bit of on news. From that.
So Old Man Logan's getting a sequel called Star-Lord, Old Man Star-Lord, Old Man Quill as it's called.
Old anyway. Man whatever is their new Spider-Man right. Deadpool.
Well, no, DC's doing it too. They had old woman Harley. So you had, so Ethan Sachs has pretty much just said that it is quite literally a sequel to Old Man Logan taking place in the same universe shortly after, but there's not a lot on the story. So we have that looking forward. We got that coming. I'm excited for it. Looks pretty cool.
All right.
I liked Old Man Logan. I thought the new Old Man Logan was good.
I'm not a big Wolverine fan.
But Old Man Logan is good though. It's not regular Wolverine.
The first story
it's still
I liked.
Wolverine.
It's more interesting and compelling Wolverine.
And I'll give you the first Old Man Logan book, that graphic novel was really cool, but everything since
No, the new ones. Have you been reading it, dude? It's really good. I'm telling you, it's really good.
The character just seemed like
it's the same one.
I know.
That
character's story was so perfect and complete.
No, I actually really like the new ending that they're giving it now, where he's fighting Mephisto. Well, I don't think it's really Mephisto, but he's killing all. Well, never mind. I don't want to ruin it, but yeah, read it.
He fights the fairies, and then the magic dust comes down. No,
what?
And a one and a two.
Earth 2. Around here, that's when we're not quite sure how your brain got from point A to point B, because he just brought up fairies like this was in like True Blood.
Man, you beat me to my Earth 2. I knew I was going to have one coming.
All right, let's get to this non-news and just move past it, because Rob Liefeld is a beeping liar.
So Rob Liefeld recently at a comic convention was saying that somebody asked him point blank, is Deadpool based on Deathstroke? And he said no. And he had this long-winded explanation about how he wanted to make a Spider-Man, essentially put Spider-Man into his book, but he really liked Wolverine's healing factor. So he's like, all right, well, black and red is like blue and red. So I'll make him Spider-Man with swords.
Well, he said he always wanted to do Spider-Man with guns, too. So,
well, let's also think back to the early 2000s when he was writing Deathstroke, and he said in an interview that he's always been in awe of Deathstroke. And when I say always, I mean since I was a child. So he's had a thing for Deathstroke for a very long time. Plus, the character's name, Wade Wilson, Slade Wilson,
Hold on. Let's go back to Fabian Nicieza. Is that right?
Yes.
After he yelled at me 4 million times.
You got it.
Say, you know, him basically saying, yeah, it was a ripoff.
Oh, wow.
And I got to go with the writer on this one. No matter what the artist idea was of going into it, when pen hit paper and told the story of that visual representation.
Well, Fabian flat out said that when he was given the work, he went, this is Deathstroke. Yeah. And that's not shocking because, I mean, look, Rob Liefeld wrote Deathstroke for a little bit. It's not like he's unaware of the character or the similarities.
And
so
the
he
entire
knew
run,
damn well
Deathstroke
what he was
had
doing.
No hands. Or feet.
It's true.
Well,
but he knew what he was doing. That's all I'm saying. Let's
move on. Spelled a lie without Liefeld.
We got a lot of TV news, so let's just jump into this. So first, we're going to talk about The Walking Dead somewhat briefly. But all right, spoiler alert for Sunday's issue or episode. You should really watch that before you listen to this a little bit further here. But
Glenn dies.
Some people feel pretty
let down.
Yeah. And I don't blame them, but at the same time, they're not thinking it through. So Walking Dead fans are a little annoyed because everyone was led to believe, well, at least they had the expectation that Rick was going to die and it was going to be his final episode.
Well, he was impaled on a pile of rubble.
Yeah, but worse has happened. I mean, it's The Walking Dead.
Didn't you think he was going to die?
I was pretty sure. I thought he was going to die in the line of how the Whispers do some stuff. I don't want to spoil it for the rest of the season, but the Whisperers come around and they do some things, and I thought that's how they were going to take out Rick to prove how tough they were. I thought that would have been a great idea, but they did something different, and Rick didn't actually die, so there's your spoiler. Rick is... Andrew Lincoln is signed on to do three Dead movies.
Movies or TV movies?
Made for TV movies. But if you think about this, so I want... For the Walking Dead fans who are out there, listen, hear me out, because Ian, or good old Shucky, who used to do the We're the Walking Dead show with us,
yes,
really mad, and he kept texting me all last night. Think about this. Robert Kirkman and the Walking Dead team have made a hit comic book, a hit TV show, a hit spinoff, and hit video games. The only thing they haven't done is make a hit movie. Only thing.
I'm going to add another point to that. The entire first season was shot as if it was one film, and it was amazing.
Yes.
So if they go back to that...
And if you're going to start a movie franchise... Why would you not take the ultimate lead? Why would you not? Why would you not take Andrew Lincoln on that ride?
Oh yeah.
So if Andrew Lincoln is already trying to get out of his contract because he wants to spend more time with his family and they want to get into movies, like we said on this show like a year ago that they were going to do that.
All right.
Wouldn't it make sense that you brought Andrew Lincoln? You say, hey, tell you what, go spend time with your family. We're going to shoot this movie, right? And then we'll make maybe two more. You have plenty of time off, and then hey, maybe roll you back into the show.
Here's what they're going to do. You know, Features, you want to document this?
I'm documenting.
I'm about to call it.
I'm following it.
Next season, they're going to film the season. In between the season after that, it's going to be a movie.
Mm-hmm.
Then the next season, then another movie.
Oh, that's a good
then
idea.
Then the next season, then a movie. Mm-hmm. And the movie is going to be filling in what Rick's doing while the rest of the crew is doing their things.
And I truly believe what they're doing is they're speeding the storyline up from what the comics are, because the comics right now are dealing with a group called the New World Order, which is essentially a gigantic group that has like a government and a military, and they're very organized. It's very, very different than what we're used to. So my theory is that the people that he's now going to, that he's being helicoptered to, is the New World Order. That makes the most sense to me.
And would make sense why they would want to do the movies, kind of fill in. So you can have your OG crew discovering clues of the NWO.
Right.
And then you have Rick living with the NWO. So when they finally come to a head in that third movie, it means something.
And by the way, the coolest thing to happen in last night's episode, hands down, is that we got our time jump like happens in the comic. And there was a lot. By the way, kudos to the new showrunner. The nods to the comic book were stellar. We had a great scene with Negan, and then they recreated one of the coolest covers. And I'll put it in the comment section. I'll go back to the episode and take a screenshot so you can see the comparison. But it's so amazing. You'll see.
I haven't seen you this excited about the show in like 4 years.
It's true, because it's been bad. But this season's been great.
Wow.
It has been. They had two episodes that were one gunfight. That's awful. Scott Gimple, I'm not doing it. This isn't We're the Walking Dead, and I'm not going to scream.
All right.
Anyway. Other big news about We're the Walking Dead, Walking Dead, is that Lauren Cohen also left the show. That was her last episode, and nobody's talking about it.
Did anybody notice?
Yeah, she was huge in that episode.
I didn't say she
wasn't
huge.
She quite literally is done, and nobody talked about it. Talking Dead didn't really bring it up. There was no ceremonious thing for her.
It's because there's some bad blood going on right now.
Right. We know earlier that she fought for her contract, and it doesn't look like it's going well. Go ahead, Feature.
Well, do you also think they didn't talk about it because it's very possible she probably will come back? They just have to work some things out.
They say that it's open. Like, she has the opportunity to come back, but she was real mad. Everybody who was high up in The Walking Dead was pretty upset with AMC because they were fudging the numbers to make it look like they weren't making what they were.
Features, get the pen and paper out again.
Yep.
Co-lead on the three movies. That's her contract.
I doubt it.
You know, we're just going to get you a robotic arm with a mic in it. Every time you have one of these moments,
I think she's going to be...
Button press, mic drop.
She won't be able to get the money she wants out of the show right now because they just don't want to do that. But they could probably give her scale pay for it on a TV movie.
I don't think so. I don't. I mean, it's not a bad idea, and we'll see. But I don't... I think you're right with saying that there's just bad blood, and they were like, well, fine, you want to throw a hissy fit, you're out. But fine, we won't renew your contract.
The best way
to come back, it's open.
The best way to fix the bad blood, they're going to write the show without having a plan for in it, and they're probably going to get like a season ahead of themselves, so it'd be hard to add her back to it. But adding her into those movies wouldn't be that hard.
Here's the thing: the three main characters that they got rid of, Rick, Maggie. And then Chandler.
Carl?
Yeah, Carl.
Carl!
They have a replacement for. They have Carol, who died in the comics, right? They have Daryl, who didn't exist in the comics. And they have Judith, who also didn't exist in the comics. So they have essentially a replacement whose the archetype for those characters are almost identical as well. So you have a pretty easy replacement, like the second tier, second string team.
And they'll just give them the same storylines that...
Yeah. Like, Judith will have the same Whisper storyline that Carl did and just be a little different because she's a bit younger, so you can't do the Romeo and Juliet because it'd be kind of creepy because she's, like, real young. But I guarantee she's trying to help somebody from the Whispers. I guarantee you. Anyway.
What about Michonne?
Michonne's there. She's awesome. She's being there.
All right,
being
moving awesome. On to some MCU TV Disney streaming
service.
MCEU?
MCU streaming service news. Yay. Did I ruin it? I ruined it. Eh. So yeah, features, what's going on with the Disney streaming service and in the MCU?
So the Disney streaming service, when is that even? We don't know yet. We don't know yet still. Okay. But they have announced a few shows for their Marvel content that will be debuting on their streaming service. One in particular that we are for sure and probably waiting on the most would probably be what?
Nothing.
All right, I'll take it. So we've got a Scarlet Witch show.
Yeah.
Starring Elizabeth Olsen. Can't wait for that. We've got a Loki show starring Tom Hiddleston.
Yeah.
Can't wait for that. And now we also have news that there's a buddy cop comedy-esque adventure story with Anthony Mackie and Sebastian Stan.
Falcon.
Winter Soldier.
And they're all going to be more like the comics.
Yes, the goal is because you don't have to cram things into a movie is you can stretch it out a little bit further and tell stories as if it were a comic.
Yeah.
So their goal is to be comic, is more comic-like, which I love. Cool. They're also able to make these shows at half the budget.
Yeah.
And we've got an idea for the Falcon and Bucky Cap.
Take the next bit of news.
But we'll get there.
No, take the news. Just say it now.
Just jump into the movie news?
Just do it.
All right. So we got a rumor of who's going to be replacing Cap. Are you guys ready for it?
Do it.
Just do it.
Do it.
The rumor is a man that you all have come
just
to love.
Just say it!
John Cena! So John Cena tweeted a picture of the shield from Civil War with the scratches on it.
Yeah.
And that's it. And people are like, oh my God, he's going to be the new Cap, blah, blah, blah. But what if he is the Cap replacement, but he's not Cap? But he could be Cap. What if he's U.S. Agent?
Maurer? Who's U.S. Agent?
So, and U.S. Agent is a super confusing character. He started off as a villain called the Super Patriot.
Right.
Got his powers from the
Power Broker.
Real imaginative name there, who gave people powers. But he had a similar story to Spider-Man, where he started off owing money to people, so he started wrestling with these superpowers to pay it back. He was kind of like fighting Bonesaw.
Bonesaw is ready.
So he...
Hey, Freak Show! I got you for 3 minutes. 3 minutes of playtime.
In the costume they made him.
What are you doing up there?
He goes out and he speaks out against Captain America because he didn't think patriotism should be as bright and shiny as Cap. Made his debut as that.
Dude, just get to it.
Cap 327.
He's like not Cap, but Cap.
But he was the actual Cap.
Evil Cap.
He was the actual Cap for 27 issues, which is a long time back
then.
Yes,
and he had the black costume with the star on it. And yeah, it makes sense that John Cena plays that. But that's not the fun news. Get to the fun stuff.
So the fun news, if he plays U.S. Agent, now follow me, and he goes in as Captain America like in the comics, you're going to have a real pissed off Bucky that somebody took up the mantle of his best friend.
Right, and Falcon.
And Falcon.
And this is all assuming that he dies in Avengers 4.
Right. So what if Bucky also picks up a shield, goes to fight U.S. Agent as Captain America, after he does that, decides, you know what, I'm not, you know, able to be Cap. I don't deserve it. I'm not worthy. And then he gives it to Falcon.
Falcon Cap!
Correct me if I'm wrong. Wasn't U.S. Agent also trained by Taskmaster?
I'm not going to correct you because I don't know. We don't have a baby Huey here to check that out. Wouldn't surprise me, though.
I think it would have had to be.
Yes, he is. Pause. No, he isn't. I'll cut that later. I'm not really, but okay.
All right. So, yeah, that's the cool news. So let's go back into TV for a little bit.
This is sad news.
Yeah. So Jesse Martin, who you may or may not know as
Detective
Joe West in The Flash, who's awesome. I love him.
Yeah.
He's one of my favorite characters. But he suffered a back injury in between filming of last season and this season, and he's going to be out on medical leave for a while. So we well wishes.
Well, it was, I don't know if you realize, the second episode, it was really noticeable. The pain he was in when he was delivering his lines, like when XS came in and went to stay with them, like, and he was on the sofa, like turning, like there was just pain in his face. So it's sad. Hopefully he gets better.
He'll get better. We Joe West is strong.
Yeah, he's a mainstay.
Jesse
on the show.
Martin's got to be as strong as Joe West. He made Joe West who he is.
Flash has been good.
Flash has been good.
It's been as good as Arrow. I mean, Arrow's
been pretty good. Arrow's been pretty good. All right, but anyway, so that's that. Let's keep with the Arrowverse. So the next thing we have is we got a little bit on the crossover, and we've got two kind of cool things. One, we've got a villain and a somewhat ambiguous character about how they're going to use them. But we have Psycho Pirate as one of the villains. Psycho Pirate's kind of cool.
Really? Psycho Pirate again?
I like Psycho Pirate.
Isn't Psycho Pirate supposed to be in the Heroes in Crisis thing too?
Well, that's the rumor. The rumor is that he's a villain in it, but we don't really know. Psycho Pirate's been a big deal for DC.
Who
for a
is
while.
Psycho Pirate?
He's an emotional vampire. His whole power set is that he's got this mask that essentially allows him to manipulate the emotions of others. So if he wants you to feel sad, if he wants you to feel happy, like in recently in I Am Bane, Tom King's Batman run, he was used as a drug, which was really cool. So instead of Bane using Venom, Bane didn't look like normal Bane. He was using Psycho Pirate to make him feel confident and happy. So he'd walk into a room where Psycho Pirate was being held captive and said, like, tell me I'm great.
That's so weird.
Yeah, isn't that weird?
Tell me I'm beautiful.
But Psycho Pirate hasn't been seen since. But Psycho Pirate also in Tom King's Gotham Girl run, he's the reason that Gotham went crazy.
Oh, yeah.
So Psycho Pirate's been around for a very long time. Crisis on Infinite Earths all the way up to now. And before, I mean, I'm talking, he's an old school character.
Yeah, so we got him as the villain. Who else we got?
We have the Monitor. And the Monitor is a hard one to kind of explain. But the Monitor is the antithesis of the Anti-Monitor, who destroyed the multiverse in Crisis on Infinite Earths.
Mm.
So the Anti-Monitor destroys things. The Monitor is designed to
keep things together.
It's to monitor things. It's to make sure that the multiverse is functioning the way it's supposed to.
Now, the cool news on that is his co-creator, Marv Wolfman, one, thought he would never see, like, on a screen, the Monitor.
Right.
But two, when he saw the image, just said it was perfect.
Yeah, he's spot on. He's, like, so comic accurate. It's pretty cool. I love that the CW has decided to, like, forget the 14-year-old girls that Arrow was originally designed for. It was like, comic fans, like, 20 to 40-year-old guys in basements. That's who we're making this for now.
Well, still for the girls. They put some things in there.
Yeah.
Supergirl.
Not as much. Supergirl. Supergirl. Supergirl hasn't been bad. It hasn't been great, but hasn't been bad.
I don't know you.
Let's talk about Titans. So Titans hasn't been bad either, but Titans has felt like it's off. Titans has not felt like what I would expect Titans to be. And Geoff Johns has kind of come out on that. So Geoff Johns has recently come out saying that the reason why the movie hasn't felt the way it is because specifically with Dick Grayson is that he's not Nightwing yet. And that's true because we know him. We see him as Robin. And so he's not the confident, charming Nightwing that we know. It's because in this period of his life that we didn't really get a lot of content before. They're going to harp on quite a bit, which is that time that he left Batman and the between him becoming Nightwing. So they're trying to tell an area of story of his story that they haven't really harped on too much. So this is a non-confident Robin who's trying to figure out his place in the world. So he doesn't know how to deal with people yet because he's coming right off the heels of Batman. So I kind of get it.
Well, that makes sense. When they first started the Teen Titans, he was Robin. He wasn't Nightwing immediately.
Right. And it actually was Superman. So that's my little fun fact for you that gave him the idea of being Nightwing. Because Nightwing was who?
A superhero.
Where?
On Krypton.
How would Superman even know that?
He knows the history of Krypton.
Yeah, because his father gave him to them. Remember? Fortress of Solitude. Come on, you got to just stop hating on Superman just to hate on Superman.
Hater.
You got to have a reason.
Super lame. All right.
Anyway, moving on. What's the next bit of news?
Let's talk about this last piece here.
Oh, I can't wait. So I never thought I'd be excited for a PG-13 movie in my life, but man.
Hold on, wait. Not only is it a PG-13 movie, it's a PG-13 cut of a movie you've already seen, and it's full rated R glory.
So excited for it!
It's like watching it on TV.
So it's called Once Upon a Time a Deadpool. Once Upon a Deadpool is it's called. That's the actual title. So Once Upon a Deadpool is coming out December 12th, and it's that shot we saw of Fred Savage in the bed, like it's Princess Bride with Deadpool reading him a story, is going to be the PG-13 cut of this movie, and that's how they're going to cut out a lot of the really adult humor is by going back to the Fred Savage, him explaining the story. Like, there's not going to be a lot of kissing in this book, is there? Like, you guys ever see The Princess Bride?
No.
Neither of you saw The Princess Bride? Oh, my God.
I thought we talked about this.
Yeah, we did talk about this. I've seen the parts with Andre the Giant.
Wow, I'm so disappointed in both.
Was the guy from Robin Hood Men in Titanic?
Yes. It was amazing.
I saw, like, a clip of it.
That movie's so
Robin Hood, Men in Tights.
Hey, tights. Always on guard defending the people's rights.
I'm on the West Bank. I'm on the East Bank. Anyway, so yeah, that's coming out, and I can't wait.
Well, here's a cool thing that they're putting it out, but they're not doing it just as a straight cash grab. Mm. They are going to be donating $1 from each ticket sold to Fudge Cancer.
Oh, then I'm buying a ticket.
And I say Fudge Cancer, but it's normally another word, but to stick with the PG whole 13 thing they're doing,
beep
cancer.
Fudge
cancer. I mean, beep cancer. It's cool. You know what?
Foo bar cancer.
Can we all just say that Ryan Reynolds wins superhero-dom?
When has he not?
I think he wins. Name somebody else.
Robert Downey Jr.
Hmm.
You guys weren't ready for that one.
Nope.
Robert Downey. Yeah, I'm gonna give it to Robert Downey Jr. I think he's a close second, but I'm giving it to Robert Downey Jr.
All right, who would top out the third?
Chris Evans.
Yep.
Oh.
Well, you know what? I would have said one of the Batman, but there's been so many Batman. So
I'm just talking about what Robert Downey Jr. does donate, and he got all the equal pays and stuff for people, so he wins for that. Chris Evans is just an awesome Cap.
Yeah, that's all you need.
But then he also is like, he's always seen his Cap.
Yeah.
Like, that's even true. When he's on Twitter and stuff, he's like, Captain America went at Kim Jong-un, you know? Like, okay. That kind of stuff cracks me up.
But on that note, Menti, do that. Well, hold on. You probably noticed we haven't talked about Daredevil much. Stay tuned this Saturday to hear all about it. Bum, bum, bum.
All right, so you can find the show Welcome to Fireside everywhere online or at Welcome to Fireside, any of the social media platforms that you might enjoy, specifically Instagram, Facebook, maybe not Twitter, because Mauer's still not on it.
We've been on Twitter. We're doing all kinds of stuff on Twitter.
We. Air quotes.
We got Twitter handled. See what I did
there?
We
outsourced Twitter.
It's not really outsourced.
I mean, it's in-house. anyway, all that doesn't matter. If you're a fan of the show and you enjoy what we do, we appreciate all the support. So a comment, a like, a share, all that jazz goes a long way. Once again, I'm Menti.
I'm Features.
And I'm Mr. Mauer. Don't forget to check us out on the OG Podcast Network. That's the OGPodcastNetwork.com or on the app.
Deuces.
I'll see you guys again.
That's not Features. That's a scroll. It's a scroll. That's not Features.
That's what happened.
Burn him.
Where's my stabbing stick?
Oh, come on.
Ooh, I want some.
Ooh, with some butter.
Mm.
Okay, it's time to cut the-